Turned out Sunday in stifling heat to participate in an ongoing series of protests in Hong Kong against a controversial bill that would have allowed the extradition of Hong Kong citizens suspected of crimes to mainland China. Protesters also called for an investigation into alleged police violence and for democratic reforms in the Chinese-ruled territory.
You can see so many people come here on the street and on every weekend. And the government still do not answer for what we ask. So we need to stand for what we want and keep going on. Because we're Hong Kongers, we love our homes, so we need to fight.
Millions have rallied over the past 2 months in an unprecedented show of force against Hong Kong's embattled leader, Carrie Lam. Health officials say an oppressive heat wave that has blanketed large swaths of the United States has contributed to the deaths of at least 6 people. With the National Weather Service warning a dangerous heat wave paired with high humidity over the weekend could quickly cause heat stress or heat stroke, events were canceled throughout the nation, from festivals and concerts to sporting events. But while many are searching for refuge inside, lots of people have been heading outside. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
From Texas to Maine, people are sweating it out. The National Weather Service is warning of temperatures in the high 90s and heat indexes surpassing 100. But that's not stopping folks here in Prospect Park, Brooklyn, like Ellis Schaefer, from getting out and getting exercise.
It's bad, but it's summer in New York. July and August are not always that much fun.
Experts are urging people to limit time outside and drink lots of water. Julie Walker, New York.
This is VOA News. Officials in northwestern Pakistan say twin suicide bombings have killed at least 10 people and wounded 25 others. Police say a suicide bomber attacked a security post Sunday in Dera Ismail Khan. Another suicide bomber, dressed in a burqa, attacked the hospital where the victims from the first explosion were taken, causing further casualties. The Pakistan Taliban claimed responsibility for the incidents in an email sent to VOA. The United Nations says conditions in Syria continue to deteriorate and humanitarian needs for millions of civilians remain acute across the war-torn country. Jennifer Fenton, spokeswoman for the UN Special Envoy for Syria, says these people lack the bare essentials for survival.
Civilian infrastructure continues to be damaged and destroyed. Protection of civilians remains our foremost concern. Far too many civilians are dying. Fighting terrorism does not absolve any party of its obligations under international humanitarian law, and we continue to call on parties to uphold their agreements and to stabilize the situation.
Ukrainians are going to the polls Sunday to cast their ballots in a snap parliamentary election that could consolidate the power of its recently elected president. A tidal wave of popular support in April carried Volodymyr Zelensky, a comedian who played the president on a popular TV show, to Ukraine's highest office. His Servant of the People party, named after the show, is expected to do well, but it may fall short of a majority, forcing it to form a coalition. Global tensions continue to mount over Iran's seizure of the British-flagged oil tanker Stena Impero in the Gulf of Hormuz, with Britain issuing a stern warning to Tehran and the Islamic Republic maintaining the seizure was a reciprocal move. Britain's foreign secretary said Saturday it summoned Iran's charge d'affaires in London one day after Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt said Tehran may be choosing a dangerous path of illegal and destabilizing behavior and warned that Britain's reaction would be considered but robust. Iran's powerful Guardian Council said Saturday the seizure was in response to Britain's participation in the capture 2 weeks ago of an Iranian oil tanker near the British territory of Gibraltar, and the Stena Impero's fate depends on the cooperation of its crew with an investigation. The World Bank estimated Sunday that Afghanistan's economy grew by less than 2% last year, primarily due to ongoing war, drought, and political uncertainty, likely leading to further increases in poverty. The report, however, hailed progress in government policies and a strong economic management, saying it has improved prospects for this year. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.
All the hits and more. VOA1. The best music now.
bad chick, and baby, I'm a bad